X Auburn Opelika
96.3 WV.
Auburn High Softball is on 96.3 W. Lee. Presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, Russell Building Supply, and Southern Union. Also brought to you by Auburn Bank, Gouge Performing Arts Center, Troy Bank and Trust, and University Ace Hardware. Now, from the ballpark, here's Jack Hutton.
It is elimination game time for the Auburn High School Tigers. They dropped one earlier today to the Daphne Trojans. 1-0 in a pitcher's duel. Abby Helms was absolutely fantastic, but the Tigers offense couldn't muster up anything, and now they will pitch. At least get a much more feasible pitching outing against the Fairhope Pirates. And quickly, Madison Allen will get us started in the box for the Tigers. Takes ball one high. The 1-0 pitch swung on and missed. Strike one, 1-1. Working quickly, the Fairhope pitcher on the day. We'll get you her numbers in just a moment. She delivers ball too low to the Auburn leadoff hitter. Addison Russell, the pitcher for today for the Pirates. Fairhope at 22-21 overall and 2-2 in Area 2. The number 14 team in 7A softball. Auburn, on the other hand, the number 2 seed out of Area 4 at 4-2 in that region. Here is the 2-1 pitch coming home from Russell. Swung on and foul tipped at the dish by Allen. It'll go to 2-2. Auburn dropped to 25-13 overall after falling to Daphne this morning. The number 29 team in all of Alabama softball and number 11 in 7A. 2-2 pitch home to Allen. Misses low, and it's full to the Auburn leadoff hitter. We are in the regional tournament in Lagoon Park in Montgomery, Alabama. It's the Auburn High School softball team trying to play their way out of the loser's bracket. 3-2 pitch is high to Madison Allen. The leadoff hitter works a walk, and the Tigers have a base runner in the first inning. Abby Helms now will stand in. Had the only hit for the Tigers in game one of today's action. It was a rope into left field that got over the glove of the Daphne left fielder. Auburn got the tying run to second base but couldn't bring her around. Russell's first pitch to her. Swing and a miss by Helms. Nothing and one. On the year, Helms, a 434 average coming into the postseason. 11 walks, 17 strikeouts, 10 home runs for Abby Helms on the year. The 0-1 pitch, she turns around, puts a butt down. That's a fair ball right out in front. Oh, they'll say a foul ball at the dish, actually. Abby Helms was about to have a shot at running that one out, but they'll call foul ball. She'll come back to the plate.
Win the battle, Abby. Win the battle.
Allen at first, an 0-2 count due to Abby Helms. The Auburn right fielder will be termed a designated player momentarily. The 0-2 pitch. Misses in the dirt low, 1-2 now. Abby pitched a heck of a game earlier today. 6 innings, 10 strikeouts for the junior pitcher. Only one walk on the day. 4 hits against her, but only one run, and that one earned. But that was the decider in the game. The 1-2 pitch. Misses outside. Throw down to first base. Allen is back in time. 2-2 now to the Auburn junior slugger. Leads this squad in home runs on the season. Up there in average as well. Her and Daly going back and forth on the team lead in hits. And she fouls off the 2-2 pitch to the left side. A little more of a normal approach this game for the Tigers. Last game it was Vic Moten who went the distance for the Daphne Trojans. Runs it up to 67 miles an hour, the Alabama commit. 2-2 pitch swung on and missed. That one in the dirt, but it'll be fielded by the catcher, and Madison Allen will stay at first, so Abby Helms will be retired on strikes. Abby Helms whispers something to Daly Alsobrook, and now the Auburn shortstop gets ready to stand in from the right side. A three-hole hitter for the Tigers. Leads this squad in batting average. Third on the team in total home runs. Madison Allen still at first base. The first pitch is a changeup that runs high from Russell, 1-0. The OPS for Daly at 1.172. 10 walks, 12 strikeouts on the year. The 1-0 pitch swung on and missed. Throw down to first base. Madison Allen is in under the tag. Boy, a secondary lead by Allen down there almost costs her an out. Good snap throw there by the catcher, Emma Stewart, for the Fairhope Pirates. Here is Daly Alsobrook with a 1-1 pitch coming. Tigers trying to get on the board first. Here it is. Swung on. Bouncer out to shortstop. Fielded and throw to second base. She is not in time, is the runner, Madison Allen. She'll be thrown out. But Daly Alsobrook beats it down the first baseline. So Tigers stay out of the double play. But now there are two down for Ashlyn Harton. So the fielder's choice for Daly Alsobrook. Tigers batting in the first inning. Top of the first here is Auburn Fairhope are at battle. The change up to Harton runs in there for strike one, 0-1. Ashlyn, a 333 hitter coming into the postseason. Takes that pitch high, 1-1. Ashlyn does have home run pop as well. 5 on the season for the Auburn senior center fielder. The delivery by Russell skips up there, 2-1 now. Also broke back to first base in time. Nice stop back there by Emma Stewart, the Pirates catcher. Two-one coming home. Change up, misses in the dirt again. 3-1 now to the cleanup hitter, Ashlyn Harton. Auburn High School softball on your radio dial. Appreciate you joining us from Montgomery, Alabama at Lagoon Park Softball Complex. Addison Russell comes home with a 3-1 pitch to Ashlyn Harton, and that misses the outside corner. Tigers with runners at first and second now for L.R. Sawyer. Couple of walks in the inning. Auburn threatens to start this one. Appreciate you joining us here on the Auburn High School Sports Network. We had a countdown to first pitch momentarily just a minute ago as the first pitch comes into Sawyer and is in there for a called strike one. That countdown to first pitch brought to you by Russell DeWitt Center and Billig Supply. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. When we do set the defense and the lineup for the Tigers in just a moment, we'll have a separate sponsor. 0-1 count is a swing and a miss by Sawyer. Nothing and two. LR a little in front of that one. Yeah, the timing going to be different for the Auburn hitters in this game as opposed to what they saw from Vic Moten earlier. This a not quite as much velocity. Tapper to third base will run foul by Sawyer. Auburn with a couple of base runners here in the first inning, though. Trying to get the momentum on the offensive side started early in this one. They've already gotten it to the five-hole bat in the order.
See it come off that bat. Let's go.
And are a hit away from scoring the game's first run. Sawyer, the left fielder, will see a pitch come and run high, 1-2 now.
Your pitch.
Lena Ray Sawyer, a 313 average on the season. No home runs, 7 doubles, 1 triple. Does have pop in the bat. Can she find a hole somewhere on 1-2? Pitch home, misses high, 2-2.
Good, kiddo, good. Way to work, way to work. Win this battle, 2-2, win the battle.
2-2 to 2-2, getting set to come. Russell rocks and fires. Swung on, there's a tapper to third base. Foul ball, though. Yeah, good battle here by L.R. Sawyer. Working some pitches into Addison Russell, the Fairhope hurler early. Auburn should be well equipped to handle Russell in the circle today. This is the type of pitching they've seen all year. 2-2 pitch coming home. Change up that hits the inside corner. That's a good-looking pitch that froze the Auburn junior, and the Tigers are out of luck in the first inning. But Auburn does get a couple of base runners to first and second, and they threaten in the inning. We head to the bottom of the first inning. Fairhope will get the bat next on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Bending, stretching, walking. The simple moves in life are a real challenge with joint pain. When that happens, the Orthopedic Clinic is here to help. The Orthopedic Clinic offers a comprehensive range of restoring services, from total and partial joint replacement to bone health programs, physical therapy, and sports medicine. With offices conveniently located in Auburn and Opelika, the Orthopedic Clinic is close to home and here to help you stay in motion. Visit theorthoclinic.com to schedule your appointment today.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is Auburn's hometown home center. With top brands and an easy-to-use drive-through lumber yard, we have what you need to get the job done. Russell Building Supply, East University Drive in Auburn.
Become a Russell Rewards member.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Auburn High softball is on 96.3 W. Lee.
Setting the defense for the Auburn High School Tigers here in the bottom of the first inning. It'll be M.A. Grace in the circle. M.A. 8-3 is the record on the season in 80 innings pitched. Opponents batting .223 against her. The ERA is 2.3. The whip is .96 on the season for Auburn strikeout leader M.A. Grace. 99 Ks on the year, 10 walks. For the junior hurler, 11 doubles, 1 triple, 7 home runs given up, opponents reaching base at only a .253 clip against the right arm of Mary Alderson Grace. These are your Auburn Bank starting lineups presented by Auburn Bank Champions of You and proud sponsor of Auburn High School Softball. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Behind the dish for the Tigers, it'll be Emma Kate Penton. In the circle, we told you M.A. Grace around the infield from right to left. Haley counts at first. It'll be Hood, Alsabrook, and Allen to round out the infield. Here is the 1-0 pitch. This is flown into deep left field. Going back on it is L.L.R. Sawyer, though. She'll make the grab for out number one as she'll patrol left field. In center, it'll be Ashlyn Harton, and over in right field, Gracie Mason. That'll round out the defense for your Auburn High School Tigers. And there's one down here in the first inning. Mallory Earp, the shortstop, batting first for the Fairhope Pirates, if you're keeping score at home, flies out to deep left field. And now Maya Gates, the Fairhope third baseman, playing the hot corner for the Pirates. M.A. comes home with a first offering. That one just misses out on the fastball. 1-0. Good spot by M.A.
Great pitch, M.A.
Auburn has not seen a whole lot of contact offensively today from either their bats or the opposing bats. 1-0. Here's some hard contact. That'll get down into left field. And L.R. Sawyer will cut it off. Now going around first base but coming back to the bag was Gates as the throw got in from Sawyer quickly. So very quickly, Fairhope has barreled up M.A. Grace pretty early on. And now Jesslyn Gordon, the first baseman, will step in. A lefty bat gets ready for the offering from M.A. Grace. Swing and a miss on the first pitch. E.K. out of a crouch will check on the runner down at first base, but she'll go back in time. M.A. in 10 starts this season. Has given up 30 runs, only 23 of them earned. 0-1, runner going, pitches a ball, throw down to second base is... not in time as Daly Alsabrook comes out, but they're going to say interference, I believe. Or she left early. That's what they're going to say. Thought it was interference at the dish. It was actually that the runner left the bag early. So she'll be retired on the ruling, and there are two down now. Here is the 1-1 pitch home. Must have missed the zone out. 2-1. Two down in the inning. Runner called for leaving the bag early. As this one is lying down the right field line, foul, 2-2. Two and two, the count. Tigers trying to work quickly here in the bottom of the first inning after getting a couple base runners of their own. Grace will check the wristband on the left wrist. Now the rock and the fire. Misses outside, and it'll run full to the Fairhope first baseman. The single by Maya Gates negated just a moment ago as she leaves the bag early trying to steal the base. Grace with a 3-2 offering. On the way, swing and a miss, strike three. 100 strikeouts on the year for M.A. Grace. It's triple digits, and the Tigers will move on to the top of the second inning. We'll be right back on the Auburn High School Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
The Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's newest premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and our calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu, or call the box office at 334-844-TIXS.
Inspired by the bold bison, Southern Union students blaze new trails every single day. They press forward knowing their SU education will lead them to success. Affordable, accessible, and locally unparalleled. Whether you're transitioning to a university or launching straight into a lucrative career, a degree from SUSCC can help you blaze your path. Three locations, dedicated faculty and staff, endless possibilities. It's all waiting for you at Southern Union. It's time to venture forward. Register today.
Auburn High softball is on 96.3 W Lee.
Welcome back to Montgomery, Alabama at Lagoon Park, where the Auburn High School Tigers and the Fairhope Pirates are knotted at no score after one inning. And with that, we pause 10 seconds for station identification here on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
96.3 W Lee, WGZZ HD2, Waverly, and W242 AX, Auburn, Opelika.
96.3 W Lee.
Gracie Mason will get us started in the top of the second inning, grounded out to third base. In the last game, it was actually one of the highlights of the offensive game for the Tigers, as this one is grounded to shortstop. Quickly over to first base, and not in time! Gracie Mason runs out a single, and the Tigers have a leadoff runner aboard. The speed of Mason, it bounces twice on the infield, and it's hard to throw her out. So give the single to Mason. First hit of the day. The first hit of the game for the Auburn High offense. And now E.K. Penton will square around the bunt. Now pull it back and slash. But tap this one foul over to the Auburn dugout down the third baseline. We need to mention once again, M.A. Grace, who will step up to bat next. 100 strikeouts on the season. Penton lays down the bunt back to the circle. They'll go to first to get the out. Mason will head down to second base. And the Tigers have a base runner in scoring position with one down. Well done by E.K. Penton to do a job. Now Mary Alderson Grace will step in from the right side, trying to help herself here in the second inning. Picked up triple-digit strikeouts on the year last time throwing home. And here she'll hit a number right in front of the pitcher. They'll go to first base for the out. Gracie Mason will move up to third base on the play, though, as M.A. Grace is retired. That'll give Lissa Hood an opportunity with two outs. The Auburn second baseman has been one of the better contact hitters on this squad this year, a 316 average. 24 hits on the season for Lissa, four of them doubles. No home runs or triples, but could quickly put the Tigers on the board with a single into the outfield here. Taps the first one foul down the third baseline. Oh, and one to Hood. And Auburn strike in the clutch. The 0-1 pitch. Fastball misses high. 1-1. The Auburn middle infielder standing in from the right side. We'll see the 1-1. Change up, popped straight up in the air. Who wants it? It'll be the pitcher for the Fairhope Pirates. Addison Russell will come on and will put it away, and the Tigers are out of luck in the second. Tigers have threatened in each inning thus far, but can't get a run across. We head to the bottom of the second inning. No score between Auburn and Fairhope. You're listening to the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Your business of 20 years hits a major growth mode. Then you realize you've spent 5,000 hours on conference calls, 8,000 hours in meetings, a million hours working late, all to take care of your customers. But you'll only trust your one true passion and your company's future to one bank, Troy Bank and Trust. Today, tomorrow, and always. The only bank you'll ever need, Troy Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Teamwork is key to winning on the softball field. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success too. Hi, David Fittner here, owner of University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your family-owned and operated neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. Getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship. University Ace, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High Tigers.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Auburn High softball is on 96.3 W Lee.
Emma Stewart will get things started for the Fairhope Pirates in the bottom of the second inning against Mary Alderson Grace, who has notched 100 strikeouts in her junior campaign. And the first pitch of the inning will come home to the Fairhope catcher and will be in there for a called strike one on the fastball, nothing and one. Here faintly, Coach Matt Hendricks calling out the pitch count. This one is lined deep into left field. Going back on it is Sawyer. She will watch that one bounce off the wall. Around first base goes Stewart, and she cruises into second base with a leadoff double for the Pirates. Been some hard contact thus far for Fairhope, but Mary Alderson Grace has been able to keep them off the board. We'll see if she can continue to do so with McKenna Dubois coming up, the designated player for this Pirate squad. Auburn High Athletics and Fairhope have seen a lot of each other in the postseason. Here's a bunt attempt that comes back and hits the umpire. It'll be nothing and one. Home plate umpire and EK having a chat behind the dish. After that one was fouled off, so it'll be nothing and one now to the Fairhope designated player. Runner at second base to start things out here in the second inning for the Pirates. Yemay Grace checks the wristband, now comes home with the 0-1. The bunt attempt is still on. This one's popped back up to the screen, and it'll go to 0-2. M.A. go to the drop ball here, or would she maybe try change up? Maybe bury one in the dirt. Have to see. The 0-2 pitch runs high. 1-2 now. That's a good layoff by Dubois, the designated player. Go, M.A. M.A. Grace battling in the circle for the Tigers. Must win game here. It's an elimination time in the regional tournament. Here is the 1-2 pitch, drops out of sight, 2-2. As Dubois watches that one ride the plate, spits on it. Two-two. On away from Grace. Fastball hits the outside corner. And M.A. Grace, another strikeout on the day. One down in the inning. It's been interesting. Out of M.A. Grace is now 101 strikeouts. 69 of them have been swinging. Let me check that. 74 of them have been swinging. But 27 have been looking. 0-1 as the first pitch was fouled back to the screen. Now a nothing and two pitch will be coming as that changeup drops in there. Runner at second base for the Pirates. Anna Bumpers the batter, the right fielder. Grace rocks, fires the 0-2. Misses upstairs, 1-2 now on her eyes. Grace will come home with another 1-2 offering. Just misses low, 2-2 now with a nice stop by Penton over there. The runner still at second base is Emma Stewart, who doubled to start this inning. We're in the bottom of the second inning, Auburn High and Fairhope softball here on the Auburn High School Sports Network. Jack Hutton here to bring you all the action throughout today. The 2-2 pitch, foul back to the screen. It'll stay twos. Auburn in the powder blue jerseys with white numerals. Fairhope in the more royal blue jerseys, gray numerals. lot of blue at the complex today. 2-2 pitch. This is swung on and roped into deep left field. Going over is Sawyer. She's not going to have a play. One run will come around to score. Here comes the throw into second base. It's not in time. It's another double for the Fairhope offense. Anna Bumpers is in there with an RBI as well. And it's 1-0 Fairhope. Been some hard contact out to left field early on M.A. See if she can rein that in down the stretch. Here's Riley Faith Turner, the center fielder for the Pirates. She swings and misses at the off speed on the first pitch. And they might still be looking for her stuff here early on. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Pops out of the glove of the catcher Penton momentarily, but she's on it. Johnny on the spot to make sure the runner doesn't move up. Nothing in two to Turner. Fairhope takes the early lead here, 1-0. In the bottom of the second inning, 0-2. Swing a foul tip back to the screen. It'll stay 0-2. Fairhope also threatening with a runner down at second base to extend the lead out to two. Auburn going to have to get big hits at some point today. Had to face some good pitching thus far, but have not been able to come up in the clutch. The 0-2 pitch just misses upstairs, 1-2. Riley Faith Turner, the batter, taking on the right arm of M.A. Grace, who just notched 101 strikeouts on the season a moment ago with a 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, there's 1-0-2. And there are two down in the inning. Tigers were going to need one anyways. You can keep the Pirates off the board here. You turn it over to the top of your order. Coming up, swing and a miss on the pitch. One to Catherine Salter, the second baseman from M.A. 0-1 is the count. Auburn defense at normal depth here with two outs. Here's the 0-1. Swung on and lifted. Into center field, Ashlyn Harton is there to put the leather on it, and the Tigers are out of the inning. One run on two hits, two doubles it was. Get the Fairhope Pirates on the board early in this one. We've played two and head to the top of the third. 1-0 Fairhope over the Auburn High School Tigers, but the Tigers come to bat next on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Home buying has never been simple. In today's economy, it's vital to work with an experienced lender who understands your needs. Auburn Bank's mortgage lending team is made up of local folks who can help you navigate the process. Whether it's finding your dream home or making improvements to your existing home, stop by our new home in the Auburn Bank Center. We'll be glad to help. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 403461.
Hello, this is Coley Trant from Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory. My dad Bill and I are pleased to be a part of the Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County area and thankful to the families that have placed their trust in us. At Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, we continue to assure you when you call on us, you will be treated like a member of our own family with passionate and caring service. It's our desire to assist you during your difficult times and help you through your many decisions you face. Call on us in your time of need, Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory.
Your home of light favorites and the Tigers. Auburn High Softball is on 96.3 W. Lee.
Madison Allen will get us started in the top of the third inning. She walked her first time up, made it to second, but unable to move home. This Auburn High offense has not scored a run today. Got to get busy with it. Here's one hit out to left field. Coming on is the left fielder, though, to make that grab. And there's one down. A quick one out for Addison Russell, who had to work through the first two innings. As she tries to go through the top of the Auburn order again, though. Here's Abby Helms now. First pitch coming home from Russell. This is way high, 1-0. Abby had the only hit in game one today for the Auburn High Tigers, a double out the left field. Almost tied the game late. 1-0. in there for a called strike one on the off speed, 1-1.
All right, your zone, your zone.
Auburn needs some good momentum on offense. 1-1. That miss is low, 2-1 now. You can also do that via the walk that Auburn has done so many times this season. As a team, they've walked almost 100 times on the season. 2-1. Swing and a ground ball, left side, through the diving shortstop, and that'll be a single for Abby Helms. Two hits on the day for Abby, and the Tigers have a one-out base runner. Helms at first now for the Auburn slugger, Daly Alsobrook, who will stand in from the right side. 5 home runs on the season for Daly. Led this team in average coming into the postseason now. She'll see the first pitch from Addison Russell. On the way, she swings and rips this to short. Fielding and throwing to shortstop in time to make the play. The throw on the first base is not in time. Second fielder's choice that Daly Alsobrook hits into today. And the Tigers are down 2, their final out in the third inning with a runner at first. Nice play over there by Mallory Earp, the leadoff hitter for the Fairhope Pirates. Going to her right, she's able to nab it and throw it on to second. First pitch to Ashlyn Harton here. Walked her first time up. And sees a ball run outside, 1-0. Russell, the righty, rocks and fires. 1-0 is in there on the outside corner, 1-1. Harton, the center fielding Auburn High Tiger. Senior can come up big with a base hit. 1-1. That misses low, 2-1. Alsobrook getting a good secondary lead down there at first base. If Harton can find a gap in the outfield, that'll likely score Alsobrook from first. The 1-2-1 pitch that is misses outside, 3-1. Ashlyn Harton does have 5 home runs on the season, does have good pop. Pitch from Russell. Swung on a tapper back to the circle. Underhanded toss to first base is in time, and Auburn can't pick up any momentum right now on offense. We head to the bottom of the third where the Tigers have to keep them where they're at. 1-0 Fairhope after 2.5. You're listening to Auburn High School Softball on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union. Homegrown and
love our members. Our members love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with 2 local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
If you truly care about your feet and want to make them happy, check out Auburn's newest footwear experience, Love to Run. With the area's only pressure mapping system to analyze foot function, Love to Run identifies the perfect shoe for you. With brands like Ultra, Brooks, Hoka, they'll have your feet comfortably covered. So whether you're training for a marathon or just trekking through the marathon of life, Love to Run is ready to set the pace with you. 1957 East Sanford Avenue in Auburn.
Auburn High Softball is on 96.3 W. Lee.
Tigers going quietly on offense for the defensive side, however. Emma Grace has worked a couple of innings here, given up 1 run, but has picked up 3 strikeouts in the process. He's held Fairhope relatively in check thus far. It'll be K.K. Prince, the left fielder, in the 9 spot, who will swing at the first pitch, pop it up to the circle. Daly Alsobrook, the shortstop, will take charge and will make that grab for out number 1. That flips the lineup now to shortstop Mallory Earp, who has made a couple of really nice plays in the field. Where's number 00 for this Pirate squad? A righty with an open stance stands in at the dish. Second time today she'll see M.A. Grace, the first pitch. Must have been outside, 1-0. Grace checks her wristband, now comes home with a 1-0 offering. On the way. Same spot and the same call, 2-0. That's a consistent call there. Missing slightly out of the zone, it appears. 2-0 pitch coming home. Here it is. That one high, 3-0 now. A little odd for M.A. Grace to go 3-0 on a batter. Usually one of the best pitchers you would see in terms of control at any high school level. Here is the 3-0 pitch. That's why. Strike down the middle, 3-1. Herb flew out the deep left fielder first time up. It was some loud contact to start off the Fairhope bottom of the first. 3-1. Swung on, a pop-up. Daly, Alsabrook, the shortstop is there. Two down. That's nice. You go 3-0, and then you end up getting a pop-up. Here is Maya Gates. The third baseman singled her first time up to left field. Then was called out after leaving the base early on a stolen base attempt. A righty sees her second delivery of the day by M.A. Grace, and this has flown back to the concession stand behind us. A couple of patrons having to run out of the way of that one. 0-1 to count. Well, we got plenty of time left, but those bats going to have to come alive for the Tigers. They got to scratch something across. They've been unable to do so all day. 0-1. This is roped over to second base. Oh, and that gets over the glove of Hood. Lissa had a running start on it, was going back over her left shoulder and just couldn't pull it in, and that'll get into right field for Gates' second hit of the day. And Fairhope has a two-out base runner. Jesslyn Gordon struck out her first time up. First pitch home, swing and a miss by Gordon, nothing in one. Gates getting a good secondary lead down there. She's a quick third baseman. Pinton will have to be fast. Just focus on the batter at the plate. 0-1 from M.A. Swung on and grounded. Foul. That'll get right by the Fairhope dugout and will carry them down the first baseline. 0-2 now. Tigers a strike away from moving this one on to the top of the fourth. Who's going to step up today for Auburn? The Rock and the Fire by M.A. misses outside, 1-2. Pinton out of the crouch, looking to gun down Gates, but the third baseman back to the bag in time. 1-2 now. But M.A. go downstairs, the 1-2 pitch. No, she goes upstairs, and Gordon will lay off of that one, 2-2. Catcher Emma Stewart would be on deck. She'd double a first time up. The 2-2. On the way. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Gordon goes down for the second time today, and the Tigers get out of it in the third. We move along to the top of the fourth. The Auburn offense has got to wake up today. 1-0 Fairhope on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Franklin Tire and Auto is your one-stop automotive shop. For quality, dependable tires, Franklin features Bridgestone, Firestone, and Yokohama. For complete car care, trust Franklin's ASE-certified technicians. And for precision collision repair, Franklin's state-of-the-art body shop can fully restore any make or model. With free estimates, insurance claims, welcome, and 24-hour towing, all at one stop. Since 1970, Franklin Tire and Auto, East University Drive, across from CC's Pizza, and at franklinautoinc.com.
Life isn't made for joint or orthopedic pain. It's made for living, for family, for your favorite hobbies, for sports, for morning walks and afternoon playing in the park. If you suffer from joint or orthopedic pain, turn to the experts at the Orthopedic Clinic. Our board-certified surgeons provide cutting-edge surgical procedures and high-quality, innovative services all close to home. Don't let joint or orthopedic pain keep you from doing all the things you love. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule an appointment today.
Auburn High Softball is on 96.3 W Lee.
Lana Ray Sawyer will get us started in the fourth inning, and she'll get this Auburn rally started. Down 1 to the Fairhope Pirates. Just need a run to tie it up. Auburn would like a crooked number here to take the lead in things. Sawyer, the left fielder, struck out looking her first time up. She's had a tough day at the plate so far. We'll see if she can change the mojo here. First pitch comes home. That one runs high. 1-0. Boy, that looks like a good pitch. Must just be coming in high from our vantage point. 1-0 coming home to Sawyer. Here it is. Swung on, and here is a rip down the third baseline, but it is fielded by the third baseman. The throw on the first base is in time. That is a wonderful play by Maya Gates. That may have been the hardest contact of the day by an Auburn bat. When it was fielded, it'll go as a G5. Frustrating day for the Auburn offense thus far. Got to keep swinging. These are going to fall at some point. Gracie Mason now will be the bat, the right fielder. Single her first time up on the infield. First pitch to her, runs high, 1-0. Gracie, one of those hitters where if it bounces twice on the infield, it's going to be very difficult to throw her out. 1-0. She swings and grounds this to second. Throw on to first base is in time to get the speedy Mason. Two down. Well, now it'll be E.K. Penton who will stand up. Nobody on and two down in the inning, and Auburn's going to have to get some one and no out base runners. Either that or make something happen with some two out magic. First pitch to E.K. Penton is a ball high, 1-0. Here's the 1-0. In there is a called strike on the inside corner. EK thought about pulling the trigger, then pulled it back. 1-1. M.A. Grace in the circle, in the on-deck circle, that is. Penton fouls it right over to her, 1-2. Auburn looks a little lost at the plate right now. Kick. 1-2. Pitting out in front of a changeup. Strike three, and that is how the Tigers go. In order they go in the fourth. 1-2-3. We'll head to the bottom of the fourth. Starting to get a little late for the Tigers here. They're going to have to get something going on offense, but they'll have to leave Fairhope right where they are for now. 1-0 Pirates. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning next on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is Auburn's hometown home center. With top brands and an easy-to-use drive-through lumber yard, we have what you need to get the job done. Russell Building Supply, East University Drive in Auburn.
Become a Russell Rewards member.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center and Building Supply. Come in and get it out of your system, the Car Stereo Shop.
Hey, it's Steve from the Car Stereo Shop in Auburn, and yes, we are still in Auburn. Right behind CTU, our new address is 1823 Opelika Road. Turn in between Badcock Furniture and CTU, and you will be looking at us. Newer, bigger, better location, but the same great customer service. Come see us at 1823 Opelika Road or call us at 887-8422.
Your home of light favorites and the Tigers. Auburn High Softball is on 96.3 W. Lee.
It is the 4-5 and 6 bats for the Fairhope Pirates. Stewart, Dubois, and Bumpers. Last time around, Stewart and Bumpers combined for two doubles and a run, which is the only run of the game thus far for the Pirates. Only run between either team. M.A. Grace still in the circle for the Auburn High School Tigers, trying to get this to the fifth. Only down one. This is shot deep into left field. Going back is Sawyer. That will leave the yard. Emma Stewart has connected twice today. Both times they've been deep shots to left field. And with that, Fairhope is up 2-0. That was letter high fastball that was yanked out of the yard by Stewart. just need some success. That's something. You feel like they're right there. Just hadn't had anything positive happen for them. Al Dubois will be the batter. Struck out looking a first time up. Designated player for the Pirates squad. Taps this to the right side. No man's land, but Grace right there to field it and flip to first base in time for the out. 1-0. The leadoff home run by Stewart stretches the lead to 2 now. Now look, this Auburn High offense has been potent at many times this season. At any point, you think they can pop off. First pitch comes home to Bumpers for a strike. That's on the inside corner for Grace. Throw gets away from her for a moment. Bumpers doubled and brought home an RBI her last time up. The right fielder for the Fairhope Pirates. Bats from the right side. The 0-1 pitch comes home. This is swung on. It popped into left field. Over is Sawyer. She makes the grab for out number 2. That'll be recorded as a foul out down the left field line. Brings up Riley Faith Turner, the center fielder, that is. For the Pirates, wears number 15. And bats from the right side. First pitch from Grace. Swung on, lifted back to the screen. Nothing in one. Abby Helms had a terrific day in the circle against Daphne, but the Auburn Tiger offense couldn't muster up anything against the powerful right arm of Vic Moten. Auburn lost that game 1-0. 0-1. Swung on, back to the screen again. Nothing in two. Here today, M.A. Grace has given him a pretty good outing thus far. But Emma Stewart has been the bane of her existence, a double and a home run. And then Anna Bumpers earlier in the game with that RBI double have stretched this lead to 2-0 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. 0-2. This is outside, 1-2. Auburn with plenty more softball to work with here, plenty more outs to work with. Got to be able to string something together, though. Got to get some clutch hits. 1-2. Coming home. Off speed, tapped out in front. That'll roll foul and continue to spin. This Fairhope team was actually able to get to Moten in the area tournament down south in Daphne. Beat her 5-2 in 8 innings. 1-2 misses upstairs 2-2. However, they would come back around and drop the if necessary game 7. 15-3 against the Trojans, so just kind of ran out of gas. 2-2 the count. M.A. Grace comes home, and a foul ball off the screen again. 2-2. Grace, the right-handed pitcher. 103 strikeouts. Can she make it 104? The 2-2 offering is popped. That'll get out of play. 2-2, it'll stay. Two nothing Fairhope. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Auburn High School softball right here on WLE 96.3 on the Auburn High School Sports Network. 2-2 pitch comes home. Another foul ball and over the screen. That'll get out of play. For the Tigers in the fifth, looking ahead. It'll be M.A. Grace, Lissa Hood, and then top of the order in Madison Allen. Auburn would like to get to the top of the order with a couple of base runners. I think they're going to have to get patient to do that. The 2-2. Soft contact on the infield. There is Daly Alsobrook to bring it in, and the Tigers get out of the inning. Damage limited, one run on the one hit, the home run by Stewart. We head to the fifth inning, though. Tigers ready to get the bats going next on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
This is Zach Alsobrook with Alsobrook Law Group, specializing in family law, criminal defense, DUI, and personal injury. Alsobrook Law Group can help you. 114 North 9th Street in downtown Opelika, serving Lee County and the surrounding areas for over 10 years. Remember, if you want someone that has your back, call Zach. 737-3718. Big city experience, small town values. Alsterbrook Law Group.
No representation has made that the quality of services to be performed is the greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Inspired by the bold bison, Southern Union students blaze new trails every single day. They press forward knowing their SU education will lead them to success. Affordable, accessible, and locally unparalleled. Whether you're transitioning to a university or launching straight into a lucrative career, a degree from SUSEC can help you blaze your path. Three locations, dedicated faculty and staff, endless possibilities. It's all waiting for you at Southern Union. It's time to venture forward. Register today.
Your home of light favorites and the Tigers. Auburn High Softball is on 96.3 W. Lee.
Mary Alderson Grace will stand in and try to help her case here in the top of the fifth inning. The Auburn High Tigers trail Fairhope 2-0 in this elimination game in the Alabama 7A Regional Softball Finals. First pitch popped up on the infield to second. There is the second baseman to handle it. One down quickly. I don't think Auburn is very content to be patient at the dish right now. It's something that I just think they're going to have to do. Here is Lissa Hood, the nine-hole hitter. First pitch home, grounded right back up the middle to shortstop. Earp over will field and throw on to first base, and she'll get Lissa Hood. It went right off the glove of Russell and right to Earp at shortstop. And once again, the first two are retired for the Auburn High offense. It has been very tough sledding for the blue and white. Here's Madison Allen, the top of the order for the Auburn High Tigers. Have to hope the third time through is enough to scratch across a few runs here. Auburn looking for a crooked number. Auburn looking for a number. 0-1. Pitch on the way is a changeup. Madison Allen a little bit out in front. Able to bring the bat head forward and get a piece of it. She fouls it off over the screen, and it's nothing at two. Just like that, Auburn down to their final strike in the inning. The 0-2. Swung on and a foul tip. That got out of the mitt of the catcher, Stewart, so Allen's still alive.
Have fun right here, Madison. Do what you do, kid.
Madison Allen, the Auburn hot corner. Season 0-2. Misses outside, 1-2. The Tigers in the first two innings got the leadoff runner on. 1-2 the count. Here's a ball that misses outside, 2-2. Since then, 8 of the last 9 hitters have been retired. 2-2. Swung on and a tapper that gets foul off the foot of Allen. She'll walk that one off. Five batters come to the plate in the first since then. It's only been 4-4-3, and now 2 in this inning with already 2 down. Allen will have to shake this off as she'll head back to the coach, and she'll get a word of encouragement here. Two, two. Swing and a miss, strike 3, and the Tigers are out of luck in the fifth. Auburn cannot figure out the bats right now. We head to the bottom of the fifth, 2-0. Fairhope leads it. We'll be right back on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is Auburn's hometown home center. With top brands and an easy-to-use drive-through lumber yard, we have what you need to get the job done. Russell Building Supply, East University Drive in Auburn.
Become a Russell Rewards member.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Hey,
Auburn? Stop dealing with unreliable network copiers, printers, and scanners and waiting days for service. ABS Business Systems of Auburn is your AU alumni-owned and operated local solution. A full-line Canon, Lexmark, Toshiba, and Ricoh dealer, ABS of Auburn specializes in smooth, efficient office operations. Get the systems, tools, and expertise you need, plus reliable support that's always on call.
ABS of Auburn, how may we help you?
Call 334-329-7000 to schedule a free on-site consultation today. War Eagle.
Auburn High softball is on 96.3 W. Lee.
To the bottom of the fifth we go. The Fairhope Pirates have grabbed a 2-0 lead over the Auburn High Tigers. And Auburn will try to set down the Pirates in order here and head back into the dugout to get the bats going. It'll be M.A. Grace out for her fifth inning of work. Against the 8-9-1 bats for Fairhope, Catherine Salter, K.K. Prince, and Mallory Earp due up for the Pirates from down south. M.A. picked up strikeout 100 in this game. She's up to 104. Here's a bunt popped up on the infield. Pinton back to the screen. Runs into the chain link but makes the play. One down in the inning. Last couple of pitches, last couple of innings, that is, for the Tigers have been one pitch, one out. The last three innings, it's been the first pitch of the at-bat that has been swung at, and something has been recorded. In the third inning, it was a pop-out to shortstop, and it was the home run last inning, and then this inning, a pop-up to the catcher. Number four, Kaylin Powell will grab a bat and pinch hit here. And we'll swing and chop this to third on the first pitch. Throw across the diamond is in time to retire. Kaylin Powell, two pitches, two down. Earp, the last couple of times, has flown out to defenders on the left side of the Auburn field. L.R. Sawyer in left the first time, and DeDaley Alsobrook the second. The first pitch to her is downstairs for ball one. We look ahead to top of the sixth inning for the Auburn High Tigers. Six outs to work with now. It'll be the 2-3 and four hitters, Abby Helms, DeDaley Alsobrook, and Ashlyn Harton. The 1-0 pitch runs high, 2-0. The count, that is. M.A. Grace comes home with a 2-0 pitch and fires it in the inside corner for strike one, 2-1. Must have missed outside, 3-1. That's been a consistent call, though, just off the plate. Has not been given to the pitcher today. Herb from the right side. We'll see a 3-1 from M.A. Grace on the way. Right there for strike two. It's a full. Auburn only down in this game, two runs. It's just felt so confusing for the offense today. Just going to have to get runners on base. 3-2. Swung on, grounded back to the circle. Off the glove of M.A. It'll be a single for Earp as she runs it out. I'm not sure DeDaley Alsobrook gets to that one if M.A. lets it go. So a good play by her to try and get a glove on it, but just unable to retire Earp. Now it'll be Gates the batter. A single both times up to the dish today. Pops this up, but that'll get out of play. Off the light. And about 4 feet from us. Oh, and one to count now to Gates. Grace, the righty, rocks and fires. Another pop-up. Similar spot. This one a little further back. It'll get on top of the central dugout behind us. Central and Daphne at play. on field number two. The 0-2 pitch. This is swung on and flown out into left field. There is Daly Alsobrook way back to make the grab. And the Tigers get out of the fifth inning. Auburn needs offense. Next on the Auburn High School Sports Network. 2-0 Fairhope as we head to the top of the sixth inning. This is the Auburn High School Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Your business of 20 years hits a major growth mode. Then you realize you've spent 5,000 hours on conference calls, 8,000 hours in meetings, a million hours working late, all to take care of your customers. But you'll only trust your one true passion and your company's future to one bank, Troy Bank and Trust. Today, tomorrow, and always. The only bank you'll ever need, Troy Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
This is Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price. When we have the opportunity to assist residents of this county, we are pleased to offer options in an effort to make your business with us as convenient as possible. You may visit any of our three offices, one in Auburn, one in Opelika, and in Smith Station. We are open to serve you Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Central Time and 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time in Smith Station. Thank you for allowing me to serve you.
Auburn High softball is on 96.3 W. Lee.
The Auburn High Tigers came into this tournament getting on base as a team at a .390 clip. Today, it has been a .122 on base percentage. And a first pitch to Abby Helms is in there for a called strike, 1-0-1. Auburn has simply not had base runners to move around today. Hoping to see that change in this inning, the 0-1 pitch. Swung on and belted into left field. Will it have enough? No, it will not. Left fielder is there to make the grab for out number one. Wind is blowing straight back. So Abby got it up in the clouds, but that one died. Auburn has got to have something in the tank here. Here's the first pitch to Daly Alsobrook. Swung on. This is grounded left side. Another great play by Gates. She throws to first in time. And again, Auburn cannot find a hole. Now it'll be Ashlyn Harton, the batter. First pitch to her. Center fielder for the Tigers takes a first pitch high, 1-0. Well, the Auburn bats, there's not a lot of Ks. It's been contact, it's just been at the wrong place. 1-0 high, 2-0. I think this is where Auburn can find their way around the base pass if they can be a little patient, get a couple of runners on. 2-0. Swing and a miss, 2-1. That drop ball fell off. Two-one. Swing and a miss at one that started at the shins and then dropped even further, 2-2. I think Ashland was hunting there. Two and two. Russell comes home, bounces it up there, now full to the Auburn center fielder. L.R. Sawyer on deck. Has good power. Tigers just need one on base. 3-2. Bounces up there, and Ashlyn Harton works a walk. So a two-out base runner now for the Tigers. So Auburn brings a tying run to the dish here in L.R. Sawyer. That wind is still coming straight back in. I think line drive here, L.R. First pitch, bounces up there, 1-0. This is where the Tigers can make some cash back here. Be patient. 1-0. That's in there. Snap throw back to first base. Not in time as Harton is back safely. 1-1 to count to Sawyer. Left fielding Auburn Tiger has struck out looking and grounded out to third today on one of the hardest hit balls that you'll see that was snagged over there by Gates. The 1-1 from Russell. Line, fair ball down the left field line. Harton touches second, will round that. She will slide in safely to third base, and the Tigers are in business. Runners at second and third, and Gracie Mason will come up with a chance to tie the game. She will not get that chance, however. It will be instead Lily Ondi who will pinch hit. The Auburn senior with a big chance. The double by L.R. Sawyer. First extra base hit of the game for the Auburn High Tigers. Mason did leg out the infield single earlier in the game. Tigers looking for some gap power here to bring home that tying run. Really, you just need one to feel good about your chances in the seventh, but Auburn would love to tie it up here. First pitch. Bounces up there, a nice stop by Stewart behind the plate. L.R. Sawyer has doubled in the sixth inning to bring the runners to second and third now with two runs on the board for Fairhope, none for the Tigers. Auburn trying to answer. 1-0. Bounces up there again. It gets by the catcher coming home to score, and safe is L.R. Sawyer. Check that. That's Ashlyn Harton. Tigers on the board, 2-1. Harton slides in, and the Tigers are 60 feet away from tying it up. We're going to get a conversation here from home plate umpire and a third base umpire. It'll be a warning on Ashlyn Harton, who stood up and walked back to the dugout. Harton slides in, turns around, and starts walking away. And her and Stewart, the Fairhope catcher, apparently got into it. I did not see or hear anything. Somehow the third base umpire did, and the home plate umpire did not. Auburn is on the board, though, 2-1, and now have the tying run at third base. Auburn's a hit away from getting this thing even and potentially a huge momentum swift. Fairhope will come out to have a conversation with Russell in the circle now. Harton moves around the base past the score. All this with two outs in the inning.
Come on, Willie. One time, baby. One time.
Auburn is on the board. 2-1. Ondi in the circle, in the box, that is, with a 2-0 count. Trying to tie it up. 2-0. Swing a line drive into left field. The Tigers tie the game. L.R. Sawyer will come home and touch the disc. The senior Liliani does a job, and the Tigers tie it up in the sixth. What a moment for the Auburn High senior Liliani. She goes left field for it. A pinch runner now is Faith Tolan. Now check that. It'll be Gracie Mason who will replace Liliani. What a hit by Liliani. The Tigers are back even. And now have a chance to take the lead here in the top of the sixth. E.K. Pinton to the dish to try to do that. Holy cow, what a job by this Auburn offense. Hanging around and finally coming up big. Pitch to Pinton. Swing and a miss. There goes Mason to second base. The throw down is not in time. Mason steals the bag. Pitch was a strike. It'll be an 0-1 count to Pinton. Gracie Mason stands on second base. If the Tigers can get her around, it'll be the lead for the blue and white. The Auburn dugout has come alive. The 0-1 pitch. Swing and a tapper foul. That will remain at 0-2 now. Let's go, Looking ahead to the Fairhope 6, it will be the meat of that order. 3, 4, and 5, and Emma Stewart, the catcher, will be due up. The 0-2 pitch hits the inside corner, and E.K. Pinton's upset with herself. But not before. The Auburn High Tigers have tied it up in the sixth inning. We head to the bottom of the sixth. Next, Auburn has new life on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Teamwork is key to winning on the softball field. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success too. Hi, David Fittner here, owner of University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your family-owned and operated neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. Getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship. University Ace, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High Tigers.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's newest premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and our calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu, or call the box office at 334-844-TIXS.
Your home of light favorites and the Tigers. Auburn High Softball is on 96.3 W. Lee.
Lily Ondi turned to me before the game and said she wanted a shout-out. That'll get you a shout-out. The RBI single has tied this thing up in the bottom of the sixth inning. It is 2-2, and Mary Alderson Grace comes out to try and set down the Pirates. M.A. Grace has worked five innings and given up only two runs. The Tigers are back even. First pitch comes home. Swung on and a pop-up. Out is Alsabrook. One down in the inning. How about those Cardiac Auburn Tigers? It's been a day full of disappointment at the plate, but it was a sixth inning full of celebration. Here's the first pitch coming home to Stewart. This is bounced foul on the infield. Gordon flies out to short. Now it is the dangerous Emma Stewart, who has doubled and homered on the day against M.A. Grace. I have to think she's due for an out, right? The 0-1 pitch. Swung on and belted into center field right at Ashlyn Hart. She makes the grab for out number two. Harton had her played perfectly, just a shade over it into left field. And now the momentum has shifted to this side in the visitor dugout. McKenna Dubois, the designated player, now will bat with two down and nobody on for the Pirates. First pitch coming home from Grace. Swing and a miss, strike one. Grace will check the wristband on the left side. Now to righty, fires home the 0-1 pitch. Change up in the dirt, swing and a miss, 0-2. Tigers a strike away from getting this thing to the seventh with a chance to take the lead. M.A. Grace up to 103 strikeouts on the year. The 0-2 pitch is right there for a called strike three. 104, the Tigers can take the lead next on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Franklin Tire and Auto is your one-stop automotive shop. For quality, dependable tires, Franklin features Bridgestone, Firestone, and Yokohama. For complete car care, trust Franklin's ASE-certified technicians. And for precision collision repair, Franklin's state-of-the-art body shop can fully restore any make or model. With free estimates, insurance claims, welcome, and 24-hour towing, all at one stop. Since 1970, Franklin Tire and Auto, East University Drive, across from CC's Pizza, and at franklinautoinc.com.
1907. Auburn had no paved roads, no local newspaper, a few automobiles, very little electricity or indoor plumbing, and one bank, Auburn Bank. For all these years, we've had a part in shaping and serving Auburn, Opelika, and East Alabama. A steadfast partner to our customers, meeting financial needs at just the right times. How do we know our community so well? Because we've grown up together. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com.
Auburn High softball is on 96.3 W Lee.
The Tigers were dead in the water in the sixth with two down before a massive two-out rally capped off by a Liliandi single to left field. Auburn has tied it up, got three quick outs in the sixth, and now Kelsey Tabor will come in for M.A. Grace to pinch hit. The first pitch to her is a ball high. We talked to Coach Matt Hendricks between games about the move to bat Kelsey in the area tournament. Said she had earned it in practice. It hit the ball hard. 1-0. Misses high again, 2-0. Kelsey picked up her first hit as an Auburn High Tiger in that area tournament. She tries to duplicate that result now. Tabor, the right-handed bat against the righty Russell, will take the pitch at the letters for strike one, 2-1. Auburn was dead in the water. Now that dugout is alive and well. The 2-1 pitch getting set to come home from Russell. On the way. Misses high, 3-1. Kelsey Tabor has worked this to a hitter's count. Across the way, how about this? Daphne has taken a 1-0 lead on the Central Red Devils. 3-1. Swing and a miss, 3-2 now as Tabor goes fishing for one down low. May have gone after ball four. Just need you on, kid. 3-2 now. Russell will come home. Here's a full count pitch. Swing and, oh, excuse me. No swing. Kelsey Tabor was about to throw the bat, but a called strike three will send her stepping back to the dugout as we pause 10 seconds for station ID on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
96.3 W Lee, WGZZ HD2, Waverly, and W242 AX, Auburn, Opelika.
96.3 W Lee.
Lissa Hood grounds the ball to shortstop, but right there to make the play is Mallory Earp, who has been money over on that left side of the infield today, and Hood is retired. Kelsey Tabor unable to find her way on base after taking a pitch for strike three. Now Lissa Hood grounds to shortstop. Here's where the Auburn High rally started the last time. With two down in the sixth inning, they got two more runs. First pitch to Madison Allen, runs high. 1-0. Swung on, grounded, that gets through for a base hit up the middle, and Madison Allen is on with a two-out rally started. All you need is a spark. You ever been down and out with not a lot of hope left? Call on the Auburn High softball Tigers. First pitch to Abby Helms. Swung on, here's a bouncer to third base, throwing across the infield in time to retire Helms, and the side is retired. We'll head to the bottom of the seventh. Fairhope with a chance to win it here, but the Tigers have the momentum on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Bending, stretching, walking. The simple moves in life are a real challenge with joint pain. When that happens, the Orthopedic Clinic is here to help. The Orthopedic Clinic offers a comprehensive range of restoring services, from total and partial joint replacement to bone health programs, physical therapy, and sports medicine. With offices conveniently located in Auburn and Opelika, the Orthopedic Clinic is close to home and here to help you stay in motion. Visit theorthoclinic.com to schedule your appointment today.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is Auburn's hometown home center. With top brands and an easy-to-use drive-through lumber yard, we have what you need to get the job done. Russell Building Supply, East University Drive in Auburn.
Become a Russell Rewards member.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center and Building Supply.
Auburn High Softball is on 96.3 W Lee.
Welcome back to Montgomery, Alabama at Lagoon Park, where the Auburn High School Softball Tigers play here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Fairhope will come to the dish. Anna Bumpers will be the first up. And a first pitch from M.A. Grace is popped up. On the left side, is there room for Allen? She almost pulled it back as she goes over the gate. But it does go foul, nothing and one. There's some energy in that Auburn High dugout right now. Hadn't been there all day. Showing up at the right time, just in the nick of time, really. The 0-1 coming home from M.A. Grace. Here it is. This is swung on, and a single will get into center field, and the leadoff runner is aboard for Fairhope. That is the winning run. Bumpers with two hits on the day, and now you get to the 7, 8, and 9 batters in the lineup. 0 for 6 thus far on the day. Looks like we'll have a pinch runner, or a pinch hitter, that is. Coming on the run, it'll be Lucy Northam for the Pirates. And now number 12, Joslyn Romero, will get a chance to hit here in face of Riley Faith Turner. First pitch, bunted out in front to Allen at third. She gobbles it up, throws on to first base in time. The sack bunt is successful by Romero. And the runner down to second base. Catherine Salter, the scheduled batter. Right-handed stick. Stands in. M.A. Grace trying to retire this Fairhope squad and get Auburn to the eighth. Swung on, grounded over to third base. Allen can't pick it up. It'll be an E5 as Allen tried to pick it up rather quickly. Dropped it out of her glove when she went to grab it. It was spinning on the ground, and now Fairhope's got him at first and second. Good thing is, doesn't so much matter. And now K.K. Prince, the batter. First pitch of the at-bat. Swung on, fouled back. That goes off the light pole and into the Auburn Tiger seating area. M.A. Grace, can she hold the Pirates where they are? Across the way, we're getting some stares over at Field 2 where the Central Red Devil cheering section appears to be alive and well. It may have been just tied up over there. Got to focus on your business here. 0-1. Misses high. 1-1. That runner way off of second base. The EK not going to flirt with throwing behind the runner. 1-1 to K.K. Prince now. M.A. peers at the wristband, now comes home. Blocked nicely by E.K. The runner gets out to second base. It has started to sprinkle here at the ballpark. And by sprinkle, I mean rain. Two-one pitch. In the rain, and now that misses outside, and now we're forcing a bottom of the seventh inning with a wet softball. It is raining. 3-1. Not close. A rain shower has caused a wet ball here. Unfortunately, M.A. Grace just caught right in the middle of a summer shower now. Obviously throwing off some grip from her. It's an odd thing to have M.A. Grace have a walk. And it's no secret that right there, without a whole lot of grip on the ball, She walks just the 11th batter of the year. 1 down. Bases loaded for the Pirates of Fairhope. And Mallory Earp at the dish. Singled her last time up. Tigers got to come home on a ground ball in the infield. First pitch. This is swung on and lifted foul. That'll get out of play. A winning run at third for the Fairhope Pirates. Auburn trying to keep the season alive after coming back from on the brink in the sixth. The 0-1. This is swung on and belted out to deep left field. That will get foul, though. Nothing and two. Can M.A. Grace get one by the bat of Earp? Maybe even a ground ball back to the circle. Oh, wouldn't that be great? What does M.A. go to on 0-2? Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swung on. There's a base hit up the middle, and the Tigers will have their season come to a close. It's a walk-off winner for the Fairhope Pirates. Bases loaded. 1 down in the inning. M.A. Grace will come off the field a champ. She got a summer shower that came on with 1 down. She had only walked 10 batters all year. Unfortunately, it comes right in the middle of the 7th inning where she walks her 11th. And a runner from third comes home to score on the play. The Auburn High Tigers fall to the Fairhope Pirates 3-2 in 7 innings here at Lagoon Park in Montgomery, Alabama, and their season comes to a close. We'll be right back to wrap this one up and the rest of today up on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Bending, stretching, walking. The simple moves in life are a real challenge with joint pain. When that happens, the Orthopedic Clinic is here to help. The Orthopedic Clinic offers a comprehensive range of restoring services, from total and partial joint replacement to bone health programs, physical therapy, and sports medicine. With offices conveniently located in Auburn and Opelika, the Orthopedic Clinic is close to home and here to help you stay in motion. Visit theorthoclinic.com to schedule your appointment today.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is Auburn's hometown home center. With top brands and an easy-to-use drive-through lumber yard, we have what you need to get the job done. Russell Building Supply, East University Drive in Auburn.
Become a Russell Rewards member.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Auburn High Softball is on 96.3 W. Lee.
Welcome back to Montgomery, Alabama, Lagoon Park, where the Auburn High School Softball Tigers season has come to a close. Fairhope walks it off in the bottom of the 7th inning. It was runners on first and second with a 2-1 count due home to the 9-hole bat, K.K. Prince, the left fielder on the day. She had popped out to short and grounded out to third on the day. M.A. Grace, who had only walked 10 batters all season long in 87 innings pitched. 10 batters in 87 innings pitched. A small summer shower comes along. Auburn gets caught in the thick of it on the mound. M.A. loses some grip and loses the base runner to third, and then the walk-off single to center field after Auburn had kind of been in desperation mode. The Tigers drop it 3-2 against the Pirates from Fairhope. Congrats to the Fairhope Pirates for moving on. They'll have a chance to play to try to make it into the state tournament next week. Across the way, Central and Daphne playing for a spot in that state tournament right now. 1-1 in the 7th inning. Daphne has Vic Moten going in the circle. And she has been Moten down batters for most of the day. It was the Auburn High offense that just could not get off to a start until the 6th inning of today's ball game against Fairhope, where Lily Ondi gets the RBI single into left field with 2 down and keeps the Tiger season alive. However, Couldn't do anything in the seventh inning, and Fairhope wins it on that single back up the middle. For the Tigers, it's been a year full of seniors. It's been a fun year from a radio perspective. We've gotten to call some exciting moments. Certainly got to call one just a moment ago on that Ondi single to left field. So we've had a great time doing it, as we always have. This is, once again, by the way, the Orthopedic Clinic post-game report presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care, with locations in Auburn and Opelika, or on the web at theorthoclinic.com. It's a lot of long faces out in left field right now for this Auburn High softball group, as their season has come to a close in one where you thought that really had a shot to move on to the state tournament. If you could get past Fairhope, you were going to have a Daphne team or maybe a Central team, both of which you have seen before and both of which you knew you were going to have to go through. You're trying to pick off a win of any sort to move on to the state tournament. However, Auburn's season will come to a close at Lagoon Park. We look forward to next year on the Auburn High School Sports Network, as we'll have more Auburn High School softball action. It'll be fun to kind of see what kind of storylines come up after this year. Of course, M.A. Grace gives up that walk-off single, but she pitched her tail off today. Seven innings after giving up two runs throughout the entire game, after giving up one run in the first inning, let alone, Auburn comes back and is able to get the answering, the equalizer, if you want to call it that, back in the sixth inning. And M.A. continues to pitch well. She gets caught in a little summer shower and walks a batter, and then the single up the middle wins the game for Fairhope. So just a really good day by this Auburn pitching staff. They only give up four runs in two games, but the offense just cannot come along, and the Tigers drop it once again. 1-0 against Daphne in game one, and 3-2 against Fairhope. 2 one-run games. That's how close the Tigers are to reaching the pinnacle and getting to the state tournament. Next on the Auburn High School Sports Network, it will be the Auburn High Baseball Tigers trying to get to a state championship game of themselves. It will be Auburn and Central upcoming this week on Wednesday night. Scott Bagwell will have the call from Phoenix City. Believe I'll be out there with him as the Tigers look to try and win two over the Red Devils. A lot of long faces in the left field spot of this Lagoon Park softball complex right now. Don't believe we're going to get head coach Matt Hendricks here on the Auburn High School Sports Network. So what we'll do is we're going to go ahead and close out our broadcast for today. We appreciate you listening all season long to Auburn High School softball. We'll head back to Auburn always as champions. The Auburn High School Tigers are. We'll see you this weekend, this Wednesday, that is. It'll be Auburn High School baseball and Central. Airtime for that one is 4:30 right here on WLEE 96.3. For my broadcast partners back in the studio, that's Jacob Goins and Christian Griffin. I'm Jack Hudden saying so long and go Tigers.
Auburn High softball on 96.3 WLEE
was presented by
the Orthopedic Clinic, Russell Building Supply, and Southern Union. Also brought to you by Auburn Bank, Gouge Performing Arts Center, Troy Bank and Trust, and University Ace Hardware. See the broadcast schedule at 963WLEE.com. Thanks for listening, and go Tigers!
This has been an Auburn Networks production.